But first this morning, many of you will know Julian Benson from his time as a judge on Dancing with the Stars. And who can forget the incredibly flamboyant jackets he wore as he marked the contestants out of 10? Well, Julian, a former professional dancer and still a choreographer and producer, stepped away from the show because of his own health issues. He was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis when he was only 2 years old, and that led him towards his latest project. Julian Benson, good morning to you.
Good morning, Miriam, and thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
And you look absolutely great. And I want to talk about your new project and the house and the amazing work that's been done.
Sure.
But first of all, a bit of background for my listeners first, if you don't mind. Professional dancer, choreographer, living with CF. What else should we know about Julian Benson?
Oh my gosh. Well, Julian Benson, what you need to know, I suppose, I'm driven. You know, I've spent many years in the dance industry and as a performer, a dancer, director, producer, moved on to choreography. I'm a fluent Irish speaker, the Quaidical Flourishing album, and not many people would know that.
Yeah.
I went to UCD. I got a degree in English, Irish and psychology. I have CF, but CF doesn't have me, Miriam. So I've lived my life that way. And I've always believed in follow the dream, follow that journey, find yourself, and nothing is impossible. No limits.
And you're an amazing proponent of that, because isn't it true that when you were a little boy, like your mom was told how many years she might expect you to live?
Exactly. When I was diagnosed with CF at the age of 2, my mom was told my life expectancy was probably 12, if I was lucky. And for any mother to have been told that, it's, you know, it's incredible. But my mom was an incredible woman because I lived my life like any other child. She didn't wrap me up in swaddling clothes, or she encouraged me to follow my dreams, to get out there, to stay fit, stay fresh and stay focused, for want of a better word. I had an amazing mom, Maura, and she passed away only but 9 years ago now at Christmas. It was her anniversary. But she has been the inspiration for me and my life to always look forward and to never look back, you know. So it's a special place in my heart. And CF, you know, CF has made me the man I am today, you know. Mm. And in the professional world as a dancer, it was unheard of to dance with cystic fibrosis. You know, I danced with the best of them. I worked with the best people in the dance industry, you know. But CF never defined me. But it gave me that driving force to move forward. And there came a time in my life when I wanted to make a difference.
Mm.
And that difference is now.
So tell me about the foundation you set up, Julian, 5 years ago, and what you set out to do with it, what you wanted to do and want to do now with it.
Absolutely, Miriam. Well, you know, this has been many, many years in the making. Many years ago, I used to sit with my mom, and my mom used to say, Julian, you've done so well with CF. You should shine a light, show other people how well you're doing. And I said, Mom, you know what? When the time comes, I will make a difference. I mean, when my mom passed, I said, you know what? Now is the time. Now is the time to make a difference. I'd seen for so many years loved ones in hospital not having their family members beside them, having nowhere to stay in Dublin. They might get one visit a week, one visit every 2 weeks. And I've seen people pass away to the left and right of me. In those days, Miriam, there were 6 people in a room. You know, with CF now, everyone's in a single isolated room. But that really put a fire in me. But dancing came along, Dancing with the Stars. I said, now is the time, because I had a platform. So just over 5 years ago, I set up the Julian Benson Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. It was to provide a home away from home for families of CF who are in hospital going through treatment, a place where they could just relax, recuperate, a safe space, like a haven, you know, and to care for families. Families are the unsung heroes. Sometimes it's the person who's ill. They don't, you know, the light is shone upon them. But we must look after families, you know.
Tell me about where the house is. And
yes,
Dermot Bannon has played a role, and lots of other people.
Absolutely. This has sort of like been a dream come true. Just over 4 years ago, we bought this house. It's in Rathgar on Grosvenor Road. I think it was sent to me from heaven, to be honest with you. I think my mom, I believe in the universe. I believe in things happening for a reason. And when you just walk onto the road, you feel peace and calm. But the house itself was special, Miriam. So we had to find a place that was located in the right place. You know, they always say, location, location, yeah. location. So it was in the perfect place because it's on the bus routes to the hospitals. There are facilities just nearby, just a walk away. And also this was a three-story over basement house, which was a pre-63 property, which was key for us because it was already in four units. Yeah. So it allowed us to then convert. So I saw the vision. I said, okay, why let's convert this into four individual apartments. Families need to be separated and individuals at CF. So each unit is self-contained. So I said, we got the house, Miriam, and we got it in the pandemic. You couldn't write this story, right? People said, you're never going to get this house. I said, trust me, watch this space, Miriam. So we got the house, we got through, we were reaching out to the public, we were fundraising, and we got there. But then I said, oh, we've got to convert this place now. We need, so step in Dermot Bannon, roll it there, Roisin, as they say. Yeah. So I said, we go off to Dermot. So Dermot's been involved helping us transform this house. I mean, it's over 150 years old, the house. But it's a solid structure. And I wanted something that will be there forever, amen, in the future. And something that we can all be proud of. And what we're trying to do with this house, Miriam, is to future-proof it. So the companies that have come on board have been incredible.
Like what so many people have helped, haven't they?
We're now, I think, at 130 companies and counting. We went on the Late Late Show 2 years ago and we did a big call out for suppliers, for labourers, because we are a small charity. I say, Miriam, we're the small charity with the big heart. We've only two employees. Everybody else is a volunteer. But we went out there and we did a call out. And the love that has come back from companies giving time, materials, labour. I could not have done this without the kindness, the people of Ireland. When you put a call out to the people of Ireland, they're there for you. The DNA of the Irish nation is in this house. I am only one man. And as I always say, Miriam, there's no I in team.
Now, but Dermot Bannon, did you give him a budget? And did he stick to it?
Ah, shut the front door, Miriam. Budgets.com. Listen, did I give him a budget? Did I ask him for big windows while you're at it? You know, Dermot loves a big window. No, do you know what? I gave Dermot Bannon the challenge of his life because we didn't have a budget per se. We had a very small amount of money. But I said, Dermot, because Dermot came in and Dermot does what Dermot does, presented the pictures. And then, of course, you get the clanger. This will cost you X to renovate. And I said, no, Dermot, you're talking telephone numbers. I said, look me in the eye. We are going to do this. I'm going to call out to the nation. I'm going to call out to companies. We're going to tell our story. Dermot, you're going to come with me. And we're going to ask for help.
And people will be able to see that because I know that Room to Improve about this amazing house is going out next Sunday, the 26th.
Yeah.
Did you have a project manager or did you do it yourself?
I know my limitations, you know. I could be defying gravity, but no, you know yourself. I always say, surround yourself with the best people. We had a wonderful project manager, Brandon Duarte from Cork, and he would travel up and down. He is incredible. And then we had a wonderful man who worked alongside him, Jimmy. He is the biggest heart in Ireland. He's been on that site day in, day out, from early morning to late at night, and nothing was impossible. He's an earth angel. And it's sort of been that when people heard about the project, it was just like it was like a ripple effect. This is a world first, and it's a first for Ireland. This is the first ever dedicated home away from home for cystic fibrosis families. They've never had it before.
And what stage is it at now, Julian? I mean, when might families be able to move in?
So the aim is, we cut the ribbon on Sunday week. So that's the cutting of the ribbon. Now we try, what happens post that, we try and test the house just to make sure everything is perfect. So we're hopefully going to welcome families in the end of March, early April. Do you know what, Miriam? What I can't wait for is for the first families to come across that door and to see the smile on their face and to go into an apartment and just go, I mean, the people involved, we've had a wonderful interior designer who came on board, again, pro bono, from Cork. Mother of God, half of Cork came up to help us on this project. But I have to say, they came from Donegal, Wexford, Waterford as well. But Celine, wonderful. I had so much fun and enjoyment with her because she understood the project and she's done a wonderful job on this, you know. And remember, this is has to be there for the future. So I was very cognizant that we made sure that we future-proofed this home. So the insulation is incredible. Brand new windows from Timeless. We've beautiful floors, underfloor heating in the entire house, all donated.
It sounds so amazing, Julian. And also, of course, now when it opens, then the running of it begins. I mean, that's going to be difficult as well, isn't it? You need someone brilliant to run it and to keep it going and to fund it.
You're dead right, Miriam. And that's where it all begins. That's sort of like... the hard work begins then, because we have to keep it running and we have to fundraise. You know, the people are kind and we hope they will donate and help us. And yes, we've got to get a project manager in and then, you know, we've got to maintain the house and all of the above. And this will be there long after me, Miriam. Mm. I'm doing this for future families of CF and people who need help. And I just know my own mum, how well she cared for me, you know, and the stress she was under, but she never let me see that. So I feel for other families and especially people going through transplants, Miriam, you know, we will facilitate St. Vincent's, the Mater, Beaumont, those who need us. And when people are going through a lung transplant, they need their people right beside them. Mm. Critical, right?
But you're remarkable in your own right, Julian, because obviously you have CF. Yeah. But when this was all going on, you yourself in recent times have had big health issues, haven't you?
Yeah, I suppose you could put it that way, Miriam. To me, I just call them challenges. Yes, you know what, I have CF, I have diabetes, you know, we blood pressure issues and I have kidney issues. But yes, for the last couple of years, I've been on dialysis. So last 2.5 years in the middle of the project. So up and down to the hospital and then on the project and then try to keep the show on the road. But yes, and then... a miracle sort of happened just before Christmas. I got a call out of the blue one night. Hello, Julian. This is Beaumont Hospital here. We have some great news for you. We're delighted to say we have a kidney. Well, Miriam, I nearly fell on the floor and you laugh. I started cleaning the house. I started running around cleaning because it was the shock of, oh my gosh. And we'd like you to be here in an hour and a half. So I literally flew across to Beaumont. And the rest is sort of history. I went under a kidney transplant. I had a kidney transplant. I have to say, Beaumont Hospital are incredible. The kidney transplant team there are world class. And my surgeon, I got to give a shout out to Mr. Neil Dugal. You laugh, Miriam. They call my surgery the Selena Gomez. It's so perfect. Perfection. But no, all jokes aside, I was given a gift of life. And somebody else, some family donated that organ. And that's special, Miriam, you know. And again, it's like universal. Like the house was nearly completing and I was praying for the house to be done. And then I was given a gift. It's like, again, you couldn't write it. You couldn't write it, Miriam. But it's changed my life. I feel $1 million. And from the charity's perspective, it has given me even more drive.
You're an ad for a transplant, though, aren't you? As you said yourself, you feel like a new person. You look incredibly healthy.
Oh, thank you.
Does it feel like you've almost got a new life, a gift of life?
Yeah, it's like I have a new life back. Because remember, I was constrained. You know, I had to, you know, I stopped the dancing. I stopped all of that. It's like, but what it does is, like, when you're on dialysis, your body is full of toxins. And yes, you're getting them cleaned out. But it's like I have fresh blood, fresh life, and my mind is even more positive than it was. Now, it was positive anyway, you know. And listen, don't get me wrong. There's highs and lows for everybody in life, right? It's not all Jolly Roger. But you know what? I've always said since I'm a child, PMA, positive mental attitude. Mm-hmm. You've got to live that way. You know what? Just get on with life and family, friends, loyalty, kindness. I mean, to get through a transplant, Miriam, you need support. And I have the most wonderful group of friends and family around me that look after me and look care for me. Even my friend Derek, who's here today, very best friend, he's amazing, has always been there to support me. And it's people like that. I've been blessed, Miriam, you know, and I think sometimes you got to show the love back.
Now, are you watching Dancing with the Stars like most of the country? And was it hard to stand down from it? And would you ever go back on it?
Am I watching? Am I what? Sure, I'm texting them live on air. No, I adore Dancing with the Stars. It's in my DNA. It's always been in my DNA. I adore dancing. And yes, I am watching it. And I love the show. And you know what I always say? You never say never. You know what? I haven't finished my dancing days yet. I haven't dropped anything. But my priority, Miriam, was the charity. You have to make a decision in life sometimes. What's more important? And this, I have given my 100% to this charity. But I haven't done it alone. I have a lovely, great board of supporters and a network of trustees to talk to help me, you know. And Louise, our CEOs, come in to help. And sure, listen, I might get them all dancing up the street yet, Miriam. And just that said, Miriam, would you ever think of going on it yourself?
No.
Now, Miriam, if I was back on it, would you think about it?
No.
Maybe.
No matter how much I love you.
Miriam.
But look, Julian Benson, congratulations on this house in Grosvenor Road. I know you'd love anyone, if they could, to help to donate to it. It's called Tranquility House. Your Room to Improve special is next Sunday, the 26th at 9:30. And listeners can, of course, donate to that website, jbcff.com. And for more information on organ donation, please, people should go to the Irish Kidney Association, ika.ie. Julian Benson, thank you so much for being my guest.
Thanks, Maria.